pushed by the current board majority. School staff is looking deeply at what it does outside of the classroom, trying to preserve and expand money going into the classroom. That ranges from the costs of retiree health insurance to the millions of dollars paid to consultants, often for reasons school superintendent Kreiner Cash says he doesn't understand. Board member Larry Quinn says one goal is understanding what it costs to run a school building and what it needs.
Superintendents done school-based budgets, so we know the projected cost of every school. The question we were wrestling with today is that the things that we feel we need to do for education are going to cost more than the revenue we have. So the issue is, what do you cut? How do you make savings so you don't eviscerate the basic bargain that the superintendents proposed?
Cash's planned educational bargain will add $17 million to spending for next year, so other costs have to be trimmed. The district is still looking at a $4 million deficit, even after taking $10 million out of the piggy bank. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.